朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
你知道彼得圣经上记载彼得睡觉一共记载几次？
Do you remember how many times the scripture recorded that Peter was sleeping?
至少三次哈。
At least three times.
那第一次是在什么地方？
The first time.
变化山上。
On Mount of Transfiguration.
主耶稣最荣耀的时候，人子改变形象，他居然睡觉了。
When Jesus was the most glorious, he was being transfigured, and then Peter fell asleep.
在最不该睡觉的时候他睡觉了。
He fell asleep at the moment that he should not have slept at all.
第二次记载什么时候？
Second time.
客西马尼园。
Garden of Gethsemane.
在主耶稣最痛苦的时候。
When Jesus was most in the
deepest pain. 甚至主耶稣请求他们说，能不能陪着我警醒片刻。
Jesus even requested, can't you be watchful with me for 1 hour?
睡着了。
He fell asleep.
第一次睡着了，主耶稣再跟他们讲一次，还是睡着了，连续三次都睡着了。
Three times Jesus asked them to be watchful. Three times they fell asleep.
我插开来讲哈，这个传道人彼此之间有的时候自我解嘲，彼此安慰哈。
On a side note, sometimes ministers will get together and then they will joke about each other.
他们说不要难过，讲到底下有人打瞌睡，连保罗讲到都有人打瞌睡。
They say, don't be sad when you preach and people fall asleep. Even when Paul was preaching, people fell asleep.
不光打瞌睡，还摔死呢。
Not only that, someone will fall asleep, they even fell off the window and died.
主耶稣开培灵会，最好的门徒都睡着了。
When Jesus
山上变化形象，你看这些人都睡着了。
When Jesus had a revival meeting, even his disciples fell asleep.
到了克西马利园，主耶稣带着祷告会，门徒们再三睡着。
And at the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was leading a prayer meeting, his disciples fell asleep again.
所以我常常说，听我讲到你们睡觉没关系啊。
So I said, it's okay if you fall asleep at my preaching.
这个是岔开来的话了，好，我们不能这样乱讲。但是 anyway, 你看彼得前两次睡觉都是不该睡，他睡了。
See, for twice, Peter fell asleep when he should not have.
但是第三次睡觉照常理来说也是不该睡的，但是他睡得这么好。
But then the third time he fell asleep in prison. Supposedly, logically, he should not have, but yet he had such a good rest.
第二天可能出来要殉道的，他睡得这么好。
Because he might just be martyred the next day, but yet today he was at such a restful state.
所以我跟你说，荣耀神的方式很多哈，你不要说都要像保罗那样子半夜不准睡，要祷告唱诗赞美神才叫荣耀神。
That's why I tell you, there are many ways to glorify God. We don't always have to be like Peter, like Paul and Silas, that we have to sing praises to God.
我们的小胖弟兄已经先笑了哈，他大概想说我底下在讲说，连你睡觉都可以荣耀神。
Even you can glorify God with your sleep.
彼得的前两次睡觉实在是不能荣耀神。
See, the first two times when Peter fell asleep was not glorifying God.
都是不该睡的时候他睡了。
Because he fell asleep when he should not have.
但是彼得第三次的睡觉真的是荣耀神。
But third time he fell asleep in the prison, it was so glorifying God.
应该是睡不着的，他睡得这么好。
Because he should not have fall asleep, he should be in anxiety, but yet he fell asleep.
他不久以前，不过在小使女的面前，人家说你是拉撒勒人一伙的，他就否认。
Not long ago, he denied Jesus in front of the maids.
充满了害怕。
He was full of fear.
他在那个局面里面，他怕被揪出来，被别人一起审判。
Because at that time he was afraid to be arrested and being tried.
他不敢认同他是耶稣的门徒。
He dared not to identify himself as a disciple of Jesus.
那个害怕甚至叫他三次发咒起誓，说我不认识这个人。
The fear was so great that he even swore that he did not know Jesus.
不过只是一个小使女面前而
已。It was only a little maid servant.
刀子还没有架在脖子上，他都这样子否认主，他那么害怕。
There was even no knife on his neck, and he was so afraid that he had to deny Jesus.
但是现在是被西律王光在监狱里面派的十几个兵看他，第二天要办他，他能够睡得这么熟。
But at this moment he was imprisoned by King Herod with a shift of guards.And then the next day he will be martyred, and yet he was able to fall asleep.
我们看见彼得的改变没有？
Can we see the change in Peter?
弟兄姊妹，我们现在就要回头来看啊。
Now we will look back.
你在使徒行传，你 好好去读，你可以读出许多彼得的，我不要讲丰功伟业了，他真的是荣耀神的这个见证。
If you study carefully the book of Acts, you will see many testimonies of Peter that glorifies God.
然后我们现在回来看被主召的彼得。
And now we'll go back and look at Peter who is called by the Lord.
他怎么可能从一个这么软弱、这么不被人忽略、这么甚至没有什么大价值的一个人被神改变成为这么有用的人？
How was he able to be transformed and changed by God from a very insignificant person to such a person greatly used by God?
哦，我今天晚上翻我自己写的见证簿子的时候。
Last night when I flipped through my own testimony book.
我想起几年前我跟于师母到澳洲去啊，那次我们儿子也跟我们去。
I remember a couple years ago when my wife and I and also my children went with me to Australia.
那次在一个青年聚会里面。
At a young people's meeting.
有一个年轻人起来做见证，那次其实是培灵会，他们来了大概将近二十个福音朋友。
That was actually a revival meeting, but about 20 gospel friends came, and one young man gave a testimony.
这二十个福音朋友后来在培灵会里面有十几个得救了。
So at that revival meeting, more than 10 out of the 20 received the Lord and got saved.
我们最后一天做见证的时候。
So last day was a testimony meeting.
有一个年轻人高高的，满头这个头发，这个长头发的人起来做见证。
A young man was very tall and with long hair. He gave a testimony.
他其实才十七岁。
Actually, he was only 17 years old.
他是在一个 broken 的 family, 一个破裂的家庭里面长大，所以他从小就是出去混帮派。
So he grew up in a broken family. So very young age, he joined again.
因为他长得很高很快，他后来加入黑社会，被人家网罗去了。
So because of his great body built, and then he got recruited into the mafia.
他是非常狠的一个人啊。
So he was very cruel person.
他说他连爸爸都怕他，因为他打过他爸爸，他爸爸根本拿他没办法。
He says even his father was afraid of him because he once beat up his father, so no one was able to do anything with him.
结果居然在聚会的里面，他认罪悔改，信了主。
But then during that at that meeting, he repented and accepted the Lord.
然后那天他做见证的时候。
So he and then he gave a testimony.
其实我非常感动，一个从来没有听过福音哈，一个刚刚得救的人，他做的见证。
I was so moved by his testimony because he never heard of gospel before.
他说他那天信了耶稣，那天晚上很多人悔改，他也认罪悔改信耶稣。
He says that night many people repented, accept the Lord, and then so he did the same.
他回到宿舍去洗澡的时候。
And then he went back to the dorm to take a shower.
然后他发现他忘了带 shampoo, 忘了带洗发精。
Then he realized he forgot to bring his shampoo.
他已经在洗了。
And he was already in the shower.
然后他就发现别人留了 shampoo 在那边。
And then he discovered that someone left the shampoo in the shower stall.
他很自然的就去拿那个洗发精，就想先用吧。
So he naturally just take the shampoo and thought, I would just use it now.
当他就在拿那个洗发精要倒到头上用的时候
，As he was about to take the shampoo，
他里面突然觉得这个不是我的。
All of a sudden, he realized that this is not mine.
我没有得到人家的同意，我不应该随便用它。
I shouldn't use it without the owner's permission.
就把它放回去。
And then he put it back.
他就用清水洗了自己的头。
So he just used water.
这是一个很平凡的见证，那天非常感动我。
This is a very ordinary testimony, but touched me greatly.
他从前混帮派、黑社会的时候，连他不当得的东西，他要就是你非给他不可的。
Because he used to be in a gang, used to be a gangster, he would take whatever that did not belong to him.
他可以去在别人身上抢，可以去伤害别人，可以去强暴别人，但是他自己，我不是说的那种强暴，就是对人凶哈。但是今天没有人看见的强迫，他却能够。为了信主，他不再用。
He used to treat people with violence, and he would rob, and he would do harms to people. And now he won't even take shampoo.
弟兄姊妹，真是改变生命的大能在他里面开始工作。
Because this great power that would transform life started to work in him.
我们常常唱自耶稣来住在我心，我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
We often sing the song, since Jesus came into my heart, my life has a great change.
其实从第一天他就开始了。
So that great power, the changing life power started today.
一直到我们去见主，这个能力一直要来改变我们。
Until the day we see the Lord, this power will continue to change us.
我们到底被他改变了多少，在于我们降服于他，让他改变多少。
How much this power will change us depends on how much we submit to this power.
神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力。
Because God is able to do according to the working of the power within us.
要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求的。 求所想的。
We'll be able to accomplish more than what we ever imagine or think.
然后我们看今天的背诵经文。
Let's look at the memory verse for the day.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
三十一节到三十二节。
Verses 31 to 32.
这是主对彼得说：“你要三次否认我。”
This is when Jesus said to Peter, "You will deny me three times."
那彼得从来不承认他会否认主的。
Peter will never admit that he will ever do that.
他说：“就算别人会做，我不会做。”
He says, "Even if others do that, I will never do it."
我就算是跟为你死，我都肯的，我不可能不做。
I'm even willing to die for you. I will never deny you.
但是主耶稣在这里对彼得说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好甩你们像甩麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。”
And the Lord says, "Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, and he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren."
第一个，让我们看见主早就知道我们自己这个人多不可靠，有多糟。
First of all, we see that the Lord has known it already how terrible we are.
我们很多的时候对自己有新的发现，说：“哎呀，原来我这么坏。”
Oftentimes we have new discovery that how bad we are.
我们很多的时候到最后才承认说：“原来我真是这么败坏。”
Or until the very end, then we will admit.We are so corrupted.
但是我们从主为彼得的祷告，我们知道主早就知道他会这么坏。
But from the Lord's prayer, we see that the Lord already knew in the head that how terrible Peter would be.
第二件事情，我们知道他那个不肯放我们的爱。
And the second thing is that we get to see that love will never let us go.
他永远不会丢弃我们。
He will never forsake us.
虽然我们客变十番，虽然我们起起伏伏，虽然我们一再背信。
Yes, we may change, we may go up and down, we may become unfaithful.
但是他的爱永远不改变。
But yet his love never changes.
这个叫做不肯放我的爱。
And this love is a love that will never let us go.
第三个，主对他说：“你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。”
Thirdly, we see that the Lord says, "After when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers."
表示主已经在这里表明了他还愿意继续使用他。
In other words, the Lord is saying that.After you have returned to me, I'm still willing to use you.
你要用你的软弱，用你的失败，用你这一切的羞耻。当你回头之后，你要用你的经验去帮助别人。
After all the shames and failures, after you have returned, you will be able to help others with your experiences.
要去坚固你的弟兄。
So strengthen your brothers.
你就发现后来当彼得否认主悔改之后，神还是这么大的使用他。
So later on, we get to see after Peter failed to deny the Lord.And then he returned. The Lord was still able to use him.
跟我们讲以利亚的时候一样，我们讲到 God is always 这个 the second chance, the God of the second chance.
When we talk about Elijah, we also talk about that God is God of second chance.
他永远给我们第二个机会，给我们更多的机会。
God is always willing to give us a second chance, more chances.
因为他是按照我们的本相认识我们。
Because he knows us just as we are.
他是用永远不改变。不肯放我们的爱爱我们
because he loves us with this unchanging, unfailing love.
他在我们身上的恩召和拣选，他不改变。
His calling and then his grace and gifting will never revoke.
会改变的是我们。
It is us that might change.
会糟蹋他恩典的是我们。
We are the one that may waste
会辜负他的爱跟赦免的是我们。
We are the one that may wrong his love and forgiveness.
只要我们认真 be true, 我们是真实的愿意起来跟随他。
If we really want to follow him,
我们有再多的软弱，再多的失败，再多的败坏，他都有办法。
He is able to deal with us no matter how much failure, shame, and weakness we have.
因为他从来不丢弃我们。
Because he will never forsake us.
他早就知道我们。
And he knew us.
而他在我们身上有一个纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意要实现。
And yet he has this good and perfect will on us.
有很多人。福音朋友甚至基督徒都讲过我们如果是在使徒时代就好了
Many gospel friends or even Christians will say How I wish that I live in the time of apostles
我们只要看耶稣行过一次神迹我一辈子都不会跌倒
If I could only see one miracle performed by Jesus I will never fall in my entire life
有没有听过别人跟你讲过这样子话
Have you ever heard of such sayings before?
听过这样讲别人跟你讲过的其他人表示你们没有好好传福音。
Has anyone said this to you before?
传福音一定有人这样讲的。好吧，那你自己曾经想过的，请举手。
Or have you thought about this before?
就是如果让我亲眼看一个神迹，我一定一辈子会刚强很多。
If you just let me eyewitness, be the eyewitness of one miracle, then I will be so much stronger.
那我们现在看彼得。
Now let's look at Peter.
他是亲身跟随耶稣跟着三年多的人。
He followed Jesus 3.5 years.
他是主耶稣十二个门徒里面他最早被召的。
He was the first one being called among Jesus' apostles.
他陪耶稣上高山，不是下油锅哈，经过钉果，经过什么，他什么都经过。
He has gone through the mountains and valleys with Jesus.
他看过耶稣行神迹。
He has seen Jesus perform miracles.
他跟着耶稣被人嘲笑。
And then he was with Jesus when being mocked.
啊、他吃过天上的粮食五饼二鱼变出来吃都吃不完变成buffet了。
He was there, eating the, from the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他也跟着主耶稣饿到没有东西吃要去这个。什么都经过。
And then he also went through hunger with Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
看过这么多耶稣所做所行的人。
He has seen so much of what Jesus said and done.
当他真正软弱的时候
But when he was in his weakness,
他可以发咒起誓三次说我不认识这个人
He even swore not to know Jesus
弟兄姊妹我们真正需要的不是外面给我们的帮助
So what we really need is not our help
我们真正需要的是生命里面的改变
But true change from within
所以我为什么讲一生蒙爱爱主一生呢
That's why I say Peter who loved God and was loved by God
不仅仅像约翰一书说的我们能爱是因为神先爱我们
Just like what John says we love because he first loved us
我们能够爱也是因为这是一个不肯放我们的爱
We're able to love him because we're loved by this unfailing love
永远对我们不灰心不放弃的爱
It will never give us up
连经过主这么多神迹奇事的彼得都会失败成这个样子
Even Peter who has gone through so many signs and wonders yet failed so terrible
但是在他跌倒之前主就已经先为他祷告
But yet even before he stumbled the Lord has already prayed for him
而且主已经先把安慰的话都预备好了
And the Lord has already prepared words of comfort for him
西门西门
Simon Simon
撒旦想要得到你们
Satan has asked for you.
甩你们像甩麦子一样。
That he may sift you as wheat.
但是我已经为你祈求。
But I have prayed for you.
叫你不至于失了信心。
That your faith shall not fail.
然后说到你回头以后。
After you have returned to me.
你需要去坚固你的弟兄。
Strengthen your brothers.
主耶稣通通都知道过几天他那个可怕的表现。
The Lord knew exactly how miserable he will become.
主耶稣通通都能够了解过几天他最爱的门徒跟着他这么久的门徒要那么无情的冷血的刚硬的否认他。
The Lord knew ahead of time that his most beloved disciple would soon deny him with such cruelty and cold heart.
不仅仅犹大要出卖他要 用诡诈用亲嘴来出卖他。
Not only that Judah would betray him with a sign of kiss.
不仅仅他所有的门徒要全部逃掉离开他。
Not only that all of his disciples would desert him and flee.
连这个他花了这么多心血的彼得要发咒起誓的说我不认识这个人。
Even Peter who spent, Jesus spent so much effort to teach him would take a vow and not know Jesus and deny him.
这是耶稣伟大的爱。
And this is such a great love of Jesus.
然后我们就发现耶稣召了彼得以后
And after Jesus called Peter
我们现在回到 A 跟 B 我很快的讲一下
Now we will go back to points A and B
他一生蒙爱因为主在他身上一直在做工
He was loved by the Lord all of his life because God's work was on him all of his life
所以这个人能够爱主一生
So that he was able to love the Lord all of his life
虽然刚刚开始起起伏伏的
Yes, at the beginning it could be an up and down journey
虽然刚刚开始客变十番甚至否认主
Yes, at the beginning he was changing all the time even up to the point of denying the Lord
虽然一路上他好像是被主耶稣责备最多次的一个人
It seems that he was the one that got rebuked by the Lord the most
但是我们看见彼得一直被改变一直被改变一直被改变
But yet we see that Peter being changed and changed and changed
他好像从一块石头真的变成神家的柱石
He was changed from being a small stone into a pillar in the house of God
他从一个软弱如水连死女面前都害怕的人他能够在第二天要被杀的时候睡得这么安稳
He was changed from a fearful coward into such a brave person that he was able to fall asleep the day before his execution.
他能够一站起来叫3000人得救，叫5000人得救。
And when he preached, was able to save 3,000 and then 5,000.
这全是主的爱。
It was all because of God's love.
全是主改变的大能。
It was all because of God's great power.
所以当他蒙召的时候，主说：“来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。”
So when he was called, the Lord says, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers."
这是他的蒙召之始哈，刚开始。
And that was the beginning of his calling.
到了约翰福音二十一章，主耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”
So John chapter 21.The Lord says, "Feed my sheep."
在十八节到二十二节的时候，主耶稣接着对他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
In John chapter 1, verse 18 and 22, the Lord predicted what kind of death that Peter would have.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，一个是起头的蒙召
，so one is the call, beginning of the calling，
一个是到最后他要为主而殉道
，all the way to the end until he will be martyred。
那我们也知道彼得真的就是爱主一生，而且忠心至死啊。
And we knew that Peter he loved the Lord and was faithful all the way to the end。
啊，所以当尼禄王逼迫基督徒的时候，杀害了多少的基督徒
？When King Nero persecuted Christians, he killed many.
听说那个时候彼得都已经随着众人已经出了罗马城了，可以逃出来了。
It was said, it was told that at that time Peter was following the great crowd and leaving the city of Rome.
就在他出城不久的时候，主向他显现。这是这个历史故事传说的哈，教会历史。
So this is the church histories. According to church history, after Peter left the city of Rome.
当主向他显现以后
，The Lord appeared to him.
彼得决定不再逃了。
So after the Lord appeared to him, he decided not to flee anymore.
他就回到罗马城去。
So he went back to Rome.
他甘甘心心的，不仅仅被钉十字架，而且他说他不配跟主一样，他要倒钉十字架。
So willingly he was crucified, and not only that, he was crucified on the cross. He says that he's not worthy.To die in the same fashion as his master. So he was crucified upside down.
这是彼得的一生。
So this is the life of Peter.
他一直经历主在他身上的爱。
He continued to experience the love of the Lord on him.
他一直经历主在他里面的改变。
He continued to experience the transformation of the Lord's great power.
这个人的能力增加。
Not only that his power increases.
不仅仅他行的事情真的是伟大的不得了。
Not only that he has performed such great deeds and acts.
他整个爱主的心，他的忠心都随着他的连日生命在增加。
And also his love and his faithfulness to the Lord also increase as the days.
啊，这是他一生被主改变啊。
And then he continued to be changed by the Lord.
所以我第二个点讲到一生被主改变的彼得，我列的七个点都是大家很熟的故事。
So point B where Peter he was progressively changed by the Lord, and I listed some examples that we're very familiar with.
然后每一个故事都可以是一堂信息，所以我不多说。
So every story can be a message, but I won't spend that much time.
但是我试着用每一个故事一分钟，我们简单的复习，我们就结束了。
That we will go through them each one with 1 minute.
在路加福音，当主耶稣呼召他，要叫他得人如得鱼之前
，Before Luke chapter 5, before Jesus called him to be a fisherman.
他整夜打鱼没有打到什么。
So Peter spent the entire night fishing and caught nothing.
当他们早上靠到船边，在那里洗网，在那里收拾的时候。
So in the morning when he was washing his nets.
主耶稣借着他的船对众人讲完道以后说，彼得把水开到水深之处，把船开到水深之处。
Then after Jesus used his boat to preach, and then he said to Peter, go to the deep waters.
然后下网打鱼。
And cast your nets.
彼得是一个 professional 的 fisherman.
Peter was
他是一个职业渔夫。
Peter was a professional fisherman.
他知道深夜打不到，早晨不可能打到了。
He knew that if he caught nothing at the night, it would be impossible to catch anything in the morning.
而且早晨如果要有鱼是在岸边，不是在深水的地方。
And then if to catch anything in the morning, it should be by the shore, not at the deep water.
主耶稣叫他做的事情是完全违背他的职业经验、职业知识、职业技能。
So what Jesus commanded him to do is totally against his professional expertise and experience.
而且主耶稣叫他下网，听见只是讲复数 nets， 要多下几个网。
So actually, the Lord commanded him to cast down multiple nets.
他对主说：“夫子，我整夜打鱼都打不到，但是现在为着你的话，所以我现在去好了。”
But yet he said to the Lord, "Master, I have spent the entire night fishing and caught nothing."
我给你一点面子就是了。
But because you told me I would do you a favor.
哪里晓得他们下去 打网的时候，那个鱼多到网都要裂掉了，两条船都满满的。
So he cast just one single net, and then he caught so many fish that the.
当所有的人都在惊讶这么大意外的收获的时候，彼得却跪在地上对主说：“我是个罪人，请你离开我。”
So when everyone was marveled at this great harvest.Peter came and kneeled down before the Lord and says, I'm a sinner, depart from me.
姐妹，我们今天在地上专家太多了，虽然你不好意思称自己是专家。
Maybe we will not call ourselves experts, but there are so many experts in the world.
讲到教养孩子一大堆专家，讲到职场一大堆专家，讲到教会一大堆专家。
There are many experts about the workplace, about how to raise children and how to build a church.
讲到电脑，讲到material science, everybody 都是专家啊。讲到这个吃醋，这个柠檬到的肚子不会变成茧啊，都有专家。
There are experts in the health food, in the material science, in computer science, everything.
但是弟兄姊妹，彼得那天用他专业知识的时候，他就发现神给他做了一件截然不同的事情。
But that day when Peter was trying to exercise his professional expertise, but then the Lord asked him to do something completely different.
这叫做属天的教育。
And that is a heavenly education.
彼得在主的面前并不喜乐于他这么大的收获，而是他发现自己是个罪人。
So with this great harvest, Peter did not rejoice, but discovered that he was such a sinner.
好，外面有顺服，里面没有真正的相信。
Yes, outwardly he submitted, but inwardly he did not truly believe.
他用不完全的顺服。
With his partial obedience.
主叫他下多的网，他只下一个网。
The Lord commanded him to cast down many nets, but he only casted one.
就证明这叫属天的教育。
And this is a heavenly discipline.
第二个，风浪中信心被主提升。
Second, he's.Faith was strengthened through the storms.
他从船走出去，在海浪中他沉下去。
While he was walking on water, he sank.
他虽然被主责备说他小信。
Even though he was rebuked for his little faith.
但是主却跟他一起凌驾风浪走回到船上来。
But yet the Lord walked with him back to the boat.
他用很真实有限的信心，却被主在环境里面被提升了。
His real and limited faith was strengthened through the circumstances.
他可以害怕被主责备，没有关系。
It's okay that he was afraid and being rebuked by the Lord.
但是他回来却是唯一一个能够跟着主耶稣凌驾风浪，在风浪中走回到船上的人。
But yet after he came back, he was the only one that ever walked on water with the Lord by faith.
然后他在变化山上。
And on Mount of Transfiguration,
他醒过来的时候，发现耶稣、摩西、以利亚都在。你知道，摩西、以利亚出现对以色列百姓简直是大事。
After he woke up from his nap, he saw Moses and Elijah. To see Moses and Elijah for Israelite, it was a great matter.
整个旧约的代表摩西跟以利亚出现，那不得了的事情啊！
All these prophets and Moses and Elijah from the Old Testament, this is a great matter.
所以彼得是很可爱的，他所有的东西，他 so true, 他讲就是讲出来了。
So Peter was so lovable, he was so true.
啊，在这里真好，我搭三座棚，一座给你，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚。
He would say whatever it was on his mind. He would say.Let us build three shelters, one for the Lord, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
在天上的神就说：“这是我的爱子，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And then God from heaven spoke, "This is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased."
没有人可以跟我的爱子相比的。
No one can be compared with my son.
他是唯一的，他是神整个旨意的中心，是神最爱的。
He is the only one, God's most beloved, the center of God's will.
所以神把摩西、以利亚在他面前撤掉。不见一人，只见耶稣。
Therefore, God removed Moses and Elijah so that no one would see them except Jesus.
就是你发现彼得一生都在被主改变。
You see that Peter's being changed by God all his life.
他被骂是被骂，但是学的功课都是最宝贵的。
Yes, he's being rebuked, but yet he learned the most precious lessons.
啊，所以最近被主骂的人不要灰心哈。
So if you've been rebuked by the Lord, please do not be despair or discouraged.
爱之深，责之切。
Because God loves you so much that He will rebuke you.
要在每一次的光照、管教底下学到我们该学的功课，要得到主的结局。
What we need to learn to do is to learn the lesson and to receive the ending from the Lord.
不然白白受苦啊。
So that we will not suffer in vain.
啊，但是马太福音十七章、十六章，他对主耶稣说：“这个前面讲的那么好，被主夸奖哈，说是天父指示他的。”
And then in Matthew chapter 16, he said something that was really good, and then the Lord complimented and said that this is from the Father.
接下来却被主耶稣骂说：“撒旦退我后面去。”
Immediately he was rebuked by the Lord, saying, "Satan, get behind me."
啊，弟兄姊妹，我想这些事情我们就不多说了。
We will not spend too much time on these.
你就发现彼得在这一生里面，他有很多的故事发生在他身上。
You see, so many stories happen in Peter's life.
但是神一直在这里改变他。
Because God is changing him continuously.
主耶稣一直在这里改变他。
God was changing him continuously.
所以今天当我们在这里看我们自己的时候
，As we are examining ourselves,
在这么短暂的人生里面
，In such a short life,
神让我们因着得救跟永远的生命发生关系。
Because of our salvation, we come in touch with this eternal life.
然后扭转了我们整个人生的方向和价值。
That has turned around our life direction and value.
然后我们整个人生的 lifespan, 每一个人长短不一样。
And we all have different lifespan, everyone.
但是就在这个有限，至少是有限，每一个人都是有限的。
But in this limited life,
神在我们身上要做伟大的工作。
God's going to do something great in our life.
来跟从我吧
Come and follow me,
成为耶稣的门徒
to be a disciple of Jesus,
然后一路上耶稣亲自教导我们
And all the way Jesus will teach and educate us
他要把我们从属土的变成属天的
He will turn us from earthly to heavenly、
今天关键是在于我们愿不愿意把自己的生命再交在主的手中
The key is whether we're willing to commit our lives in his hands、
今天的关键是在于我们是不是愿意真正让主做工在我们身上
The key is that whether we're willing to let him work in our lives
是不是我们再也不忽略任何发生在我们身上的小事
That we will no longer neglect the small matters in our lives、
我们再要说彼得从这样子一个会否认主的人
Peter from someone who denied the Lord
从这样子一个一生在主的面前常常说错话做错事的人
That he often said things wrong and do things wrong
到最后变成 在神的手中能够行这么大的事
and To become someone who can be used by God greatly
我们希望我们都把自己交在主的手中
We hope that all of us will commit our lives in his hands
我们整个系列要结束了
So now this series is about to end.
我们今年的主题是讲到愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
The theme of this year is that may those who love the Lord be like the rising of the sun in its strength.
我们看到过很伟大的属灵伟人。
We have gone through and then look at many great spiritual giants.
我们也看到好像出身很平凡的人。
Or someone with ordinary background.
我们也看到身上很多毛病的彼得。
Or a Peter who has a lot of weaknesses.
但是你发现这些人，当他们在神的手中的时候
，But yet when they are put in the hands of God,
他们通通都被改变了。
They have all been changed.
弟兄姊妹，今天仍然是机会哈。
Today we still have a chance.
我们希望我们都把自己交在主的手里。
We hope that every one of us will entrust our lives in His hands.
有一天，连不信主的人来到我们中间，都要说这些人是谁呀
？So when gospel friends come in our midst. They will say, "Who are these people?"
他们怎么满鸟生命、满鸟爱、满鸟主的荣美
？How come they're full of love, full of life, and then the beauty of the Lord?
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。